Declan, we're here again at the end of Atlantic Drive, winner of the Harvest Rally, national champion, Tarmac Championship. This has been a fantastic time in your rallying career.
Absolutely, Brian. Some year of it. You know, to finish on Atlantic Drive, you know, it's been so good to us over the last two or three years. You know, the conditions there again was absolutely terrible going into that last stage, and we're just hoping that we get through it. You know, we've over a minute of a lead, just hoping that we get through it, but thank God we did.
Yep. Declan, at the start of the day, you set out your stall in emphatic fashion. You were over 40 seconds ahead after the opening two stages, and really it was catch up for the rest. Do you feel that that work you done on those opening number of kilometres was the fruit of this victory?
It definitely did. You know, it sort of killed the spirit and the rest of the boys, but you know, you can't take it away from them. They are, you know, we just caught them in the hop this morning, and the weather, you know, and the bad conditions. But absolutely delighted to get here and won the, you know, the Tarmac, the Dunlop, Donegal International, of course, and the Harvest Rally.
Yep, the Tarmac Championship as well in there. But Declan, compared to some of the drivers who are behind you, you haven't been rallying that long, and it's a short career that you've had in this sport, and it's been a fantastic achievement.
It has been, you know, fantastic what we've done since 2009. Myself and Brian, you know, we've done a lot. You know, I've never had nobody else on with me apart from Brian. So we do work well together, and hopefully we'll there'll be another year left in us.
Yeah, this car's been brilliant for you too, Declan.
This car's been brilliant, definitely has. You know, in the past, Tim McNulty won the Dunlop and the Tarmac, and we've done the same now, so it's just delighted. Very good, brilliant to win it.
Yes, listen, Declan, many, many congratulations. You've wrote yourself now into the history books in Donegal and Irish Motorsport. Well done.
That's brilliant. Nice to do that. Great to do that.
Well done, Declan. Declan Boy there. Well done to Brian as navigator as well. Donna, you've got the Focus home. Second overall, if I'm right in saying, happy with the result?
Happy, you know, wouldn't really have expected to have been taking a race to Declan. You know, it's been international since we've been in the car, so a bit rusty, but no, overall very happy.
Yeah, and conditions, particularly there, the last two stages, very, very tricky, Donna, with the wet conditions.
Absolutely, you know, it was... It's just so changeable. We're all on slicks, but it was the same for everybody. But Port League in particular became just treacherous. You know, you really, really had to be careful, you know. And when we seen Sam pulled in, we're not sure why he was pulled in. We knew then we had a fair big gap back to Seamus. There was no point in pushing, so we throttled back a bit.
Yep. So that's two impressive results for you now in the Focus here in Donegal. And will this car be on the agenda for next year as well, Donna?
With God's help, you know. I have no real plans yet, very busy work-wise, but you know, I think you'd have to take your hat off to Declan Boyle this year. He's just been outstanding in every sense, and I think, you know, it's going to take somebody that has a lot of tools in the kit to race Declan. Really, hats off to him, he's been very impressive.
Listen, well done on your result today, Donna.
Thank you.
Third overall, if I'm right in saying, Seamus, you're back in the car. We haven't seen you for a while in a car, but you're in a new version of the Impreza. I'm sure you're very pleased with third.
I'm over the moon now, Shane. I haven't been in the car since Donegal 2013. But when you get a team put together, like a navigator like Paul McLaughlin and a team like Kenny McKinstry puts up, it's unbelievable. Like, the car is just unreal. If I had more mileage in the car now, I'll be a happy man, let me tell you now. But I'm over the moon today with the overall result. Left-hand drive car, never drove a left-hand drive car in my life, a rally car especially. Like. Yep. But unbelievable toy now, so it is. Brilliant, brilliant day.
Yep. The conditions today, especially in the last couple, were treacherous in there. But with the dry stuff this morning, it's a rally that you enjoyed, Seamus, because you were smiling all the time.
Oh, the stages is what I like. Driving stages, that's what I like. Plenty of Nora, steering. That's what rallying's all about. Them sort of stages is what we need in rallying.
Yep. Have you got the butt back again now for this, Greg?
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Listen, well done in your third place.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Declan, I'm looking down through the cars. I take it you're the top two-wheel drive car to come home. And another very impressive run on the start with Ryan. I'm sure you're pleased.
I had a great run there, Oisin. Paddy Daisy Keenan got a punch here now. He's putting us under brave pressure. Took a lot of time out of it from one of them stages. But that's the way it goes, you know. Frank Kelly there as well, coming towards the end. He put us under a lot of pressure. We don't actually have his time yet for the last stage, but hopefully we've done enough to stay in front of him, you know, and we're delighted with the result.
Yeah, and obviously winning the modified section of the Tarmac Championship last week, so you're coming on here in confident mood, Declan?
Aye, we were on top form this morning after we were out of the car last weekend, I suppose, after 2 days in it. So, you know, fair play to Cahill Brown and Neil and Ryan McHugh and Rory and End and all the boys in service, and fair play to Ryan as well in the notes and all. You know, it was a tight enough week this week to get the car ready and stuff, so we had a great day and we enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort put into this because you were the national champion last year in the Tarmac Championship, the Tarmac Championship winner now this year as well, and winning in the Harvest. I know the international didn't go according to plan for you, but this is bringing the close of the year to an enjoyable one, Declan.
Aye, this is kind of top the year off in style, you know. It's great to come to Donegal and get a result, you know. In fairness, we're having a good enough run in international, you know, but it just didn't go our way, like. But you know, a lot of effort and work into these rallies and stuff, and I'd like to thank all my sponsors for their backing all year. You know, only for them we wouldn't be doing these rallies. So hopefully we might get Donegal another lash next year.
Yeah, and this wee Starlet car of yours, it's a fantastic vehicle and it's proved by the results.
I was just saying to Ryan coming down the road there, she's a hardy wee yoke.
Brian, we're just live on air here in Highland at the moment. We're going to talk to you because you're a Tarmac Championship winner and a National Championship winner as well. It's been a fantastic year.
Yeah, no, great year. Can't over the moon. Can't believe it there now. We came here today just to try and get, the Dunlop, you know, but to clinch the rally as well with Donegal earlier on the years, just a dream come through. So yeah, it's hard to match it again.
It is. It's going to be very hard to match it next year, but it's a hard thing to achieve, and a lot of very talented and well-known drivers and crews have tried it before and they couldn't do it, and you've done it this year and it took a massive effort.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, and all credited, you know, it all comes with the team as well, and fair play to Robbie and Wesley that came on board this year as well with the car as well. They made a fantastic job, so it's not only us, it's a team effort, like, so it paid off this year, you know.
Yeah. Listen, well done, congratulations.
Thank you.